It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin. And we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner.
This is our ninth podcast in a 10-part series on how to invest in property like the pros. Our ninth action in the series is to review what worked well. Who do you want to work with in future and what could be better? So how do you deal with this? Here are three key points to consider. Firstly, assess the purchase. How did things flow? Take notes on the next purchase. So I think this is an important one to consider to really reflect on what has happened and how you can improve.
Yeah, absolutely. I think buying property is a big thing. But then if you're looking to grow a portfolio, it's really important to, or do anything in life, I guess, to assess where things went really well and where things maybe could be improved upon. And that's how you get better at things, right?
Yeah, just constantly assess what's going on in your property portfolio. Maybe constantly assess how other people have transacted property portfolios. What are some of the mistakes, some of the errors that they've made? What are some of the good things that they've done as well? So not only reflecting on what's going on with you, but reflecting on what's happening with others. So our second point is, what are the areas that you can improve on? Can you be more available in the purchase of that property? Can you chase your team harder? What are areas that you were maybe lacking on and you can fix for yourself?
Yeah, you brought up a couple of good points there. So being ready for purchases and stuff like that. Were you, did you get the contract back quick enough? Did you leave yourself potentially a little bit open to lose the deal because there was a few delays? Like, it obviously worked out because you're assessing the deal that you just purchased, but tightening up the process for yourself so you don't leave yourself open to lose deals, or if you're looking at the building pest, making sure you're getting that the report back and having a look at that and assessing what issues came up on that, and making sure that your finance is on track and being in touch with your broker or your lender, and just making sure that there isn't any delays. I mean, perhaps there was, you had to ask for an extension, but were you onto your broker and providing those documents as quickly as possible? I mean, there's a whole range of different things. But
are you chasing your team really? And how did that work? And how was that experience with your team as well? And I guess you want to just keep on chasing them. And more people say that factor of, well, I'm paying for that service. And they kind of forget about, well, that person is providing that service, but are you in a situation that if you perform better, if you chase better yourself as a client, can you be the best client for them to actually get them to provide the best service for you?
So I actually think of it as for a client's responsibility in the deal or in the transaction to be, I guess not the project manager, but the person who, I mean, after all, it is their money, so that they should be proactive and making sure that everything is as easy as possible for the team to perform as best they can.
Fantastic. And our third one is in regards to the relationship you have with your team members. Through reflecting on that, because we keep hearing stories about my broker didn't provide that information, or they were slow, they didn't get back to me, or they had a problem with the way I dealt with certain situations. So it, reflecting on that purchase or the relationship with your team members, it I think is vitally important. You want to make sure that you're going to continue on with that relationship, or did it feel funny about dealing with them during the transaction. Can you see that there's a relationship that you want to sustain for the future, or do you look for someone that might be able to provide a better circumstance, a better relationship for that next purchase?
Yeah, it comes back to what we were saying before, trying to be the best client that you can be and making it as easy as possible for your team to do the best job they can for you. But you know,
what about if the service provider or the service provider is not providing, you know, is getting disgruntled about your situation or like not happy with the way you're dealing with things as well? You want to make sure that that relationship is going to be sort of fruitful for the future.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got to look at one yourself and then two, what they're doing as well. And in some cases, it might be a case that just not working really well together. They might be still a good service provider, like a broker or a solicitor or whoever, but you just don't have that connection or you're just not working on the same wavelength. So it might be worth looking for somebody else who you can work with well.
Or really just to find out what's actually happening with that company or the person providing that service to you as well. Because they'll go through different things in their life, whether it's personal outside of what work they're doing. And we've got to realize that everyone, you know, has a life outside of their workplace. And sometimes, unfortunately, circumstances do change and they might be in a situation that there's a an illness in the family or there's something happening. A whole range of things might happen. So we really want to reflect on that and make sure that we're assessing what's going on. There might be staffing issues, there might be a whole bunch of different things that happen. So finding out what's actually happening is, I think, vitally important.
Yeah, look on their side, but also I guess, you know, have a look and reflect on your own sort of situation. Is what you're expecting from them realistic as well? Like, I'm going back to a broker again, but having for finance, is having pre-approval in one day a realistic outcome? Well, no, yeah, probably not. With the building of pests, the building of pests happens, let's say at 12 o'clock during the day, having the report back at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is probably not a realistic expectation. Maybe having it back by 5 o'clock, again, maybe not a realistic expectation. Maybe you have to wait until later on that evening or even the next day. So, because you've got to allow that time, you've got to realise that perhaps they've got other inspections they have to go to as well. But, you know, have a look at your own expectations as well as what's going on in their sort of situation too. And it, I guess, how to resolve all those issues and to get it happening better.
Fantastic. So let's just recap those 3 points. Firstly, to assess the purchase and the flow of the deal, and to look for improvement, and also to look at the relationships that you have with your team members. So hopefully that helps you in the process of getting started in property investing in order for you to stop the search and crack the deal. Now I'm going to hand it over to Mark, who will speak about the property deal of the week.
Deal of the week. That's it.
Over to you, Mark.
All right. So, deal of the week. Actually, it was a property that I looked at with a mortgage broker, Kyle, who came up to visit me in Queensland. And we went up and had a look around the different areas. And so, this particular property was a future development site. So, this property was on quite a large block of land. So, just over 3,600 squares. It was a 3-bedroom brick and tile home that was rented for $420. Now the purchase price or the asking price, I guess, is around that sort of mid sevens for this particular property. And as I said, 3,600 squares. There is pre-season in the same street, so two doors down and across the road, four blocks of units and townhouses that have been previously built. So this particular block had a DA, a previous DA on the block a number of years ago that's since expired, for 18 dwellings to be put on this block. Now, the pretty cool thing about this one as well is it actually had two street access. So the rear street at the back was an unmade road. So you did have that access that could be gained from the rear as well. And not only that, so we had 3,600 squares, but there's certainly the potential to pick up the neighbouring block with that one as well. So double the size, double the amount of townhouses. So with purchasing that both those blocks, you could potentially get 36 dwellings on that. So
fantastic. Obviously, it's
going to
be
a hold to.
It's not going to be for your first time investor, but someone a little bit more experienced, looking to maybe step it up from a deal that they've done previously. Might be a splitter block that they split one property into two, where they're looking to take that step up into high development.
Yeah,
property potential or portfolio potential for them could be an option for someone like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably need a little bit more experience, would you say?
Yeah, certainly not the property to buy for your first one, I wouldn't imagine. The end strategy with this one would be to obviously do the development somewhere down the track. It's not a site that you'd look to do it straight away with.
Mm.
You'd wait for that sort of growth in the market and for the market to become a little bit more, prices to rise a little bit more for the end product. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark, for the property deal of the week. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of insight into actions you can take in terms of property investing and a potential property purchase that you could make for yourself now or down the track as well. So hopefully that give you a little bit of insight about property investing and about making your moves into the property investment arena.
Mm.
Thank you very much, Mark, today. And
thank you, Luke.
Enjoyed the podcast. And if anyone wants to get in touch with us, please do call, message us, or see us on Facebook and Instagram. We do lots of videos and posts in regards to property investing.
Also, probably just to add to that as well, if you guys want to receive the Cracker Deal of the Week via email, you can sign up to that. And how do they do that, Luke?
You go to www.searchpartyproperty.com.au and just fill in the details on that page. So just a name, email address, phone number, and we can send weekly deals out to you.
Yeah, we call it the Cracker Deal of the Week. All right, catch you guys on the next podcast.
Thank you.
See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.